wake up, it's warm outside. Time to wake up.
Broadcasting live from the Central City Radio Studios in Tempe, Arizona. It's the Jacqueline Nicole Show with your host Jacqueline Nicole on King FM, a Central City radio station.
Happy Monday, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Jacqueline Nicole Show. And I want to wish everybody out there an early happy 4th of July, because I know it is going to be tomorrow. And so I wish you and your families a fun and safe holiday. If you guys haven't tuned in to the Jacqueline Nicole Show on previous segments, the show's heart is to give women an invitation, whether you are a believer in Jesus or not a believer, to step into a community of women who I feel are amazing examples, who love God, they serve in their community, they're so encouraging and inspiring, and I think it's so important in today's society that as women we can come together as a sisterhood and lift one another up and encourage and cheer each other on in all of our endeavors. And one of the things that I like to talk about in my show is to be in the best shape of your life is not just physical, but it's mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and physically. And I feel when we can be the best me that we were born to be from the inside out, that's where I feel the character and the love and the nature of God and all of the gifts and the talents that He has placed in each one of us can really shine and come through. So I think when we have that mentality and we're able to walk out into whatever God is calling us to do for that day and whatever, you know, job that may be, whether we go to school or we are a stay-at-home mom or we work or maybe we're going to school and working, that we can feel confident in who God created us to be. And I see so many women in today's society where their self-confidence is really tied down to maybe what a magazine or a movie or a book is portraying them, what they need to be to be beautiful, and that, you know, sometimes we can get lost in trying to be someone else. But I know there is a quote out there from one of my favorite actresses, and her name is Judy Garland, and she was on The Wizard of Oz, and she played Dorothy, and I heard a quote from her, and she says, you know, you don't want to be a second-rate version of someone else. You want to be the best version of you. And I think when we could be the best version of ourselves, then we can drop our guard, take off a mask, and really allow our true personality to shine through. So that is the heart of my show. And I'm really excited tonight. I have a very special guest that I was so honored to get to meet. And a few weeks ago, one of my best friends, Alexis Kenny, was representing her city, Mesa, and competing in a pageant for Mrs. Arizona. And the young woman that I met that night was former Mrs. Air 2016, and she was giving her crown to the next woman that would be representing our state. And I saw her story that night and how she is a wife and a mother, and she's so active in the community. She has a heart for God, and it really touched and inspired my heart, because I feel like those kind of women need to be highlighted more in our society. They need to get more publicity, or, you know, people to talk about, because when we go on the news, I feel, you know, we have a lot of negative representation as women sometimes, and I think it's just encouraging to see women doing positive things in our community and really just being a great example to look up to and to learn by. So with that being said, my guest tonight is Emily Lettieri.
Hello.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Thank you so much for coming on the show, because I know when I first met you, it was really quick, and I just was like, hey, I really liked your story. It really touched me, and then it was kind of like hi and bye, and I really didn't get to sit and talk more with you.
Yeah.
But when I reached out to you on Facebook and told you about my show and your willing heart to come on, it just was so, I was so humble that you would consider coming, especially since we didn't, like, like formally get to meet or know each other.
Well, you're a pretty incredible person, and all of the information that you sent me about your show is definitely things that I like to talk about and promote and speak to. So I'm honored to be here.
Thank you again so much. And the, you know, a little bit more behind the show comes from my blog. And on my blog, I like to talk about faith, fitness, health, and beauty. And what not a better place to meet anybody than a pageant, because those are some of the best topics that you get to showcase.
Yes, yeah, definitely. It has been quite a year being Mrs. Arizona America 2016. I got to go to Mrs. America last August and compete for the title of Mrs. America. And the woman that was blessed to be our representative for the country was Natalie, and she was from Washington. And her and I had the same makeup artist, so I got to know her really well. And she's an incredible person, super humble. She has, I think, 6 kids. She has overcome so much, and her story is incredible, and I just adore her.
That is awesome. Yeah. What I really admire, too, when I got to see the pageant is, I feel, you know, sometimes as women, it could be men too, but, you know, I'm talking as a woman because I am one.
Sure.
I think we can get caught up in just the competition side and, and competing and comparing.
Yes.
And I think when we start to compare and we nitpick, we can almost be our own worst enemy, our own worst critic. It kind of stops that bond of, you know, the sisterhood and making friendships, because those friendships are going to last a lifetime and that competition's not.
Exactly.
So I think that's just so important is, you know, as women building each other up, because we all, I feel like, are beautiful in our own ways.
Yes.
And it's not like one is better than the other.
Exactly. And that was one of the things that was really incredible about the Mrs. America class of 2016 is that every day, Delaware would lead us in prayer, and Tetra, she's incredible. I love her. And she would really speak to God, like, that girl can pray.
That's
and I
awesome.
Loved being around her. And it wasn't just a few people. The majority of the week that we were there, all of the contestants were present and praying. And it was never a competition. I never felt it was a competition anyway. And it was different for me because I've done other national pageants before, and you'll see that when you get, you know, into prelims, people start to not be so nice, and it wasn't like that at Mrs. America. And I had the honor to sit next to Mrs. Alaska, and she told me about her platform, and by the end of her story we were crying, and I want to go to Alaska and see her. She's actually been to Arizona for a family vacation, and it turns out her husband loves anything Pittsburgh sports related, and my husband is from Pittsburgh. So I was like, we can go to Alaska. This will be so much fun. And, you know, I wouldn't have met her if it wasn't for Mrs. America. And she has an equally strong heart for God. And it was amazing getting to sit next to her and be around her and all of the women, really. They're incredible ladies. And people have stereotypes about pageantry, and that's unfortunate because I've been blessed not only at Mrs. America, but also at our state pageant a couple of weeks ago. There was 5 women who competed. They're all incredible, smart, talented women who all had a heart for God. And it's amazing to see strong women competing in a pageant that you think is this event where people are self-absorbed and competitive, and it wasn't like that at all, not at all, and it was really nice to be a part of.
I love that because, you know, when I was little and I would always watch the Mrs. America, it was like my favorite thing. I'm like, Mom, we gotta watch. I like make this whole, we make little snacks, and so it's like this whole production.
Yeah.
And so when I was little, I would always, you know, dream of like, oh my gosh, that would be so fun to do. Well, I didn't even know there was other, like, pageants and leagues of pageants. Yeah. Like, I thought it was just one shot and that's
it.
So, you know, once I passed, I thought the age to compete, I was like, well, that dream's long gone.
Oh, gosh, no. So everybody knows, Jacqueline's beautiful. And
needs
to do pageants. And there are pageants that I can tell you about and I plan on telling you about because I want you to compete.
Thank you so much. I think that's just so humbling to hear because, you know, I never thought of that again until I met my friend Alexis, and, you know, she just gave me so much confidence because she's doing things and she's a wife and a mom. I'm like, I don't even know how you have time to do all of this. And I, you know, that's where I started getting intrigued because she would share all these little tidbits of information and share her journey with me. And I'm like, well, I think I'm really starting to enjoy this. So I was like, you know, just praying about it. And I'm like, okay, God, you know, if this is something that you would like me to do, I now have more confidence because I see what it's all about and the different kinds that you can do. Mm-hmm. And I think that's incredible. And, I also wanted, since we've been talking about, you know, all these amazing women that you got to meet, I wanted our viewers to get a little bit more in depth and look into your heart.
Yeah.
And so if there is maybe like a little introduction that you want to leave as a teaser before we have to go to commercial, and then we'll jump into the rest.
I am a wife and a mom of two little girls, 5 and 3, and I've been married to my studly husband, Lucas, for 7 years. Aww. And we also have two other members of our family that I can tell everybody about when we come back.
Oh my gosh, look at that hanger. I'm like excited. I'm like, man, do we have to go to commercial? So we are so thankful you guys tuned in tonight. And when we come back, we're going to be talking all about Emily Lettieri and the amazing things that she has going on in her life. So we will be with you soon.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've looked at other website designers. There's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days, free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Call 855-672-1565, 855-672-1565, 855-672-1565. That's 855-672-1565.
This is Alice Lotto with the Chips and Salsa Show, and I want to tell you about our newest Chips and Salsa sponsor, the Jablonski Real Estate Group. I personally know this dynamic husband and wife team, Jessica and Jeffrey Jablonski. Their team consists of specialists in each area of the business, with agents that specialize in first-time home buyers, investors, luxury, etc. Their goal is to meet all your real estate needs. I'd recommend Jessica and Jeffrey to anyone looking to buy or sell. Maybe you're like us, you know, you're not really thinking of selling your home. You can still connect with them and weigh your options. It's always good to know your home values, and you never know what the future may hold. Check out their website, jrealestategroup.com. There's also another real estate, azhomevalueestimate.com, which is really cool because you put your address in and you get an instant estimated value. Try it. Call Jessica or Jeffrey at the Jablonski Real Estate Group, 480-420-3777. That's the Jablonski Real Estate Group, 480-420-3777. Tell them the Chips and Salsa crew sent you.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-1375. 800-245-1375. 800-245-1375. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-1375.
You're listening to The Jacqueline Nicole Show on the Central City Radio Network.
Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning back into The Jacqueline Nicole Show. And if you were not here during in our last segment, I have a very special guest with me tonight. Her name is Emily Lettieri, and she is Mrs. Arizona 2016. And she kind of left us with a little bit of a cliffhanger because she was just about to share her little bio and her family. And so I don't want to take up any more time so she can talk to us what's on her heart.
Yes, I was going to share the two additional members of my family, and they are my miniature dachshunds, Roxy and Rutabaga. And we call Rutabaga Roo and Pootie, and she's really funny. I've had them. They were my first kids. I've had them since they were 6 weeks old. And Roxy is deaf and blind, and he's about to turn 16.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And Rutabaga, she's about to turn 15 in August.
What?
And they are siblings by parents, but not by litters. So they're not litter mates, but they are siblings. And they're best friends, and they love to be loved.
I'm going to have to ask you what you feed them, because I'm like in this little limbo with my dog.
Aww.
His name's Guido.
Oh, cute.
So that's his Italian name.
Yes.
But yeah, that's, I have never heard of anybody having not one but two dogs that age.
Yeah.
That's incredible. They are very loved.
I know, right? I had a golden retriever when I was younger, and she lived to be 16.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Well, that's amazing. You're an amazing dog owner. I'm sure you're an amazing mother as well.
I hope so.
So for some of our guests, I always like to... We could do two things. I'll either ask them like some fun facts about themselves, which I know we're going to talk about during the show, or if you have a personal testimony that you like to share, and it could be anything that just comes to your heart that, you know, just gets our viewers to know who you are.
Yeah. So I've actually been through a lot. I grew up in Kansas City, Kansas. I was the minority in my neighborhood. Lots of people think that I'm this privileged girl, but that's not the case at all. I came from a working class family. My dad was a telephone repairman, and my mom stayed at home with us. I was very involved in the AWANA program. I don't know if you've heard about it.
I haven't.
It's basically a club for kids that they get to come, and they get a book and a little uniform, and you get awards on your uniform when you say a certain amount of Bible verses.
Aww.
So it goes all the way from now, I believe, 2 years old, all the way through high school.
Wow.
So I was in it from the time I was in kindergarten or first grade. I think it was first grade, and all the way through high school. So I was very active in that program, and that is actually the thing that influenced me the most to point my life towards God and want to live for Him. And I became a Christian when I was 9 years old. It's so funny. I was in bed, and I was supposed to be sleeping, but I was watching the 700 Club. It was my favorite show when I was little.
God.
And I prayed with Pat Robertson, so...
Aww, I remember watching that show with my mom.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so I watched it a lot. I loved the stories. I still do love the stories on the show. And, it was a life changer for me. And I had friends that were very influential in my walk with Christ. And thankfully, I still have great Christian friends today. I'm a member of a church in Scottsdale, and I have a group of girlfriends in my small group that have been with me through thick and thin. So they're incredible people, and I don't know what I would do without them.
Wow, that's so important, and it's amazing that you say, you know, how it touched you when you were little.
Yeah.
Because my mom raised me in a Christian church when I was little, and I always loved Jesus. And when we stopped going to church, you know, that's kind of where I fell away. But I'm a firm believer. It's like when you plant the seeds, I mean, especially when you're young, you always come back to that. And even if you didn't hear any of that when you're young, but, you know, along the way, there's these seeds of truth that are planted throughout your journey. You come back to that. Your spirit, you know, connects with the truth. And you know, God is so loving and patient, and it doesn't matter how long it takes.
That's right.
Get you back on that road.
Yes, because I was pulled by the devil the other way through college, and went through a lot of struggles. But thankfully, God connected me with a Christian man that loves me and takes such good care of me and our daughters and our two little dogs. And he's phenomenal. And the guys I dated, bad. But it was a lesson. And if I wouldn't have dated those gentlemen, then I wouldn't have seen my husband when I met him. I wouldn't have seen him. I would have looked right past him. So we did not get married until we were both 33 years old. And so it was, we started our family later. I had my first daughter when I was 35 and my second daughter when I was 37. So yeah, we've been through a lot, and it was definitely, we've had growing pains, but what marriage doesn't? If you go into a marriage and think that it's going to be rainbows and puppy dogs, you better talk to somebody who's been married for a while.
Right?
Because it's not always easy. It's very hard, but the rewards and the love that you get through marriage and God's plan for marriage that's based on God's firm foundation, you can't go wrong. You can't go wrong.
Wow. That is so encouraging to me. I was like, I don't know about you viewers. I feel like that was really planted a seed in my heart. And, you know, if the viewers listening have not seen a picture of you, I thought you were like, when you said your age, I thought you were joking. I was like, "You, that's a lie." So that is just incredible. And I'm such a firm believer that I think Jesus is the best anti-aging cream in
definitely
that was ever created, because he created everything. But when you have him in your heart, there's a joy that is birthed in that, regardless of your circumstances or your situations around you, because our world is so fashioned that I cannot be happy unless my circumstances allow me to be happy.
Right.
Well, life is life.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know, I mean, there are some beautiful, amazing days, and then there's some really tough, hard days. So if our joy and our happiness is always attached to that, we'll always be up and down.
Yeah.
You know, and then the stress and the weight of those burdens and not giving them to the Lord, I think internally our soul will start to age faster than God intended it to
for be. Sure, for sure.
And you know, I think that's incredible that you waited to be that age to get married, because it's against what society's norm is.
Yeah.
But you know, not that I think anything wrong with people getting married younger, but you know, everyone's journey is different, and God calls us to all different things. So it's like, embrace your calling.
That's right.
Then you'll have a lot more fun on the journey.
Exactly. Exactly. One of my favorite verses is Romans 8:28, and it says, basically, I'm not quoting it, but all things work together for the good of those who love him. And it's so true. When you are enveloped with God's love and God's plan for your life, following his will, your life is happy. Your life is good. And yes, there will be bad days and there will be hard times. I've had several trials where I'm like, God, what are you trying to tell me? Why am I hurting like this? You know, I'm not ashamed to admit it anymore, but I have struggled with depression and anxiety. And God has gotten me through that. The last year has been incredible. And my husband has been so patient and loving with me, and has really supported me in, you know, talking to a professional and working through my feelings that were rooted from my childhood that I had no idea of.
Right.
Subconsciously, I was going through life and struggling and struggling and struggling, and had no idea that it had to do with a broken foundation. And and it's something that I'm working through and I'm not ashamed of, because there are a lot of women and men out there that struggle. And the more we try and hide our problems, the less we're going to help people and be the hands and feet of Jesus. We have to share our story. We have to be exposed, even if it's not comfortable sometimes, because God put us all here for a reason. And I feel like there's a reason why you asked me to be on this show, and I want to be able to be honest and transparent and help someone that might also be struggling, and let them know that they're not alone and that God is with them always, whether they want him there or not.
I know.
He's there.
Wow, that I relate to you so much, because you know, I struggle with anxiety really
it's
bad
hard.
When I was 19, all the way to 25, I think, around that time. Mm-hmm. And a little bit when I was younger, I had moments too. And, you know, sometimes it's like it comes from, you know, your childhood or any hurt or wound that doesn't get fully healed, and then it comes out into our adult life.
Yeah.
And the only thing that helped me was seeking a relationship with Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't an overnight thing, so, you know, I don't like to sugarcoat and say, oh, you know, as soon as you accept Christ into your heart, like your whole life is perfect the next day.
Exactly.
Because it's a walk, and it's a journey that we go through.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is that has been the only thing that has actually worked as a cure.
Yes.
Because I, you know, I'm not against, you know, being positive, and I know there's self-help books, and there's truth, a little bit of truth in all of that. But if it's just a Band-Aid that we're covering up on the outside, but we're not getting the actual healing on the inside, then that will stay a crutch, you know, throughout your whole life.
Mm-hmm.
But what I found in my relationship with Jesus is that even if it takes a little time, that there's a healing inside that comes from it, and you are free, you know, free from the chains of depression or anxiety or hurts or whatever that situation is. There's a freedom in that.
Right.
That I feel like the world cannot offer.
No, not at all.
And I know, you know, that must, having a relationship with Jesus, I know, was a primary help to you and motivation, because, you know, I'm not a mom or a wife yet. And I'm thinking, how does somebody who is a wife and a mom have the time to compete?
Yeah, it was a challenge to know whether or not what I was doing was God's will. I had always dreamed of going to Mrs. America, and since I was married in 2010, but when I was a little girl, I watched it on Lifetime, and I wanted to go there. I wanted to be there. It was in Hawaii. I was like, who doesn't want to go to Hawaii? And I remember watching it and seeing all their state costumes come across, and knowing, you know, that they were competing for a crown, and I wanted that to be me so bad. And it was a big dream that I had, and it was funny because I learned a lot in my journey this past year as to whether or not I was in God's will. And what was I doing kingdom work? And it's something that the story that I love to share, and I know that we'll be able to do that after the break.
Oh, look at another cliffhanger. I love how she does this. This is awesome. We will be with you guys very soon after this commercial break.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-427-0183. 800-427-0183. Call now. 800-427-0183. That's 800-427-0183.
Hi, this is Pastor Brenda Pratt, Senior Pastor of Freed Indeed Christian Center, inviting you to worship with us on Sundays at 10:15 a.m. Listen, we are a growing, exciting ministry out in the Tulsa West Valley area, and we are looking forward to spending time with you in fellowship. We believe that many hands make a heavy load light. Come be a part of a growing ministry that seeks to honor God, serve the community, and enhance the lives of all of its members. You can follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Facebook, Twitter. We look forward to seeing you. God bless.
Business owners, need more customers? Offer fantasy sports contests and generate more sales. Restaurants, bars, hotels, auto dealerships, real estate offices. Whatever your business, fantasy sports contests can help you increase your sales and bring you more loyal customers. Visit Fantify.com or call 888-55-SPORT. Our software lets you customize contests fast and easy for your brand. That's right. Visit Fantify.com or call 888-55-SPORT. That's 888-55-SPORT or visit Fantify.com.
I was 35 when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. My ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me. I felt hopeless. He called Elite Rehab Placement because I couldn't make the call. I was ashamed. I was given skills to manage my sadness and my anger. And more importantly, I'm 3.5 years sober. I'm so grateful for all their help. And all it took was making one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. That's 800-918-1376.
You're listening to The Jacqueline Nicole Show on the Central City Radio Network.
Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning back into The Jacqueline Nicole Show. And if you were not here our last two segments, I have an amazing and special and beautiful guest. Her name is Emily Lettieri. And we've been having so much fun in the studio. This girl cracks me up. Like, I'm, like, laughing so much. I could barely, like, when we come back from the commercial break, I'm like, okay, let's get serious. I got to look at my questions. But she's just so fun and so down to earth. And I have been learning so much, even in a few, you know, minutes of conversation. And you're an excellent cliffhanger.
Hey, thanks.
Deliverer. I just made that up.
It's my journalism school background. Rock Chalk Jayhawk, all you KU people out there. It's something I did in college. I would do the morning shows in college my senior year at KU. So
wow.
It was lots of fun.
That is so awesome.
Yeah.
I feel, what a treat.
Yes.
To get to be with someone that has done that as well.
Yeah.
And so on our previous segment, I know you were kind of leading us into some of the things that you did during your pageant year and in community work. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just going to let you just take the steering wheel.
Yeah,
whatever you want to talk about.
It was funny when I was pursuing this dream that I had known about since I was a little girl, the Mrs. America pageant. And in 2010, I saw the Arizona pageant, and I saw one of my best friends now, Corey Francis, win the crown. And I got to meet her through participating in the pageant in 2011, and I placed in, like, the sixth place. So, yeah.
That's so good.
Yeah, and that was my first Mrs. pageant, and I had only been married for, I think, 5 months. So it was kind of a learning experience. But when I came back in 2016, I came back ready and knowing what I wanted to do and what I wanted to talk about and what I wanted to focus on. And I actually got my graduate degree in social work. And so I started a support group called Finding Hope, Helping Others, providing Encouragement. And it was in honor of my friend Julia. And she passed away from cancer. And I believe she was only 36 years old. And she had a baby girl that was just a few months older than my youngest. So she's 2 now and doesn't have a mama. And that hurt me. And I said, gosh, you know, Emily, your background's in social work. You can do something. So I thought, what better way to promote this support group than compete at Mrs. Arizona America.
Wow.
And so I got to talk about it with the judges, and I got to share my story with the American Cancer Society and the Look Good, Feel Better program that I volunteer with. But it was funny. After I won the crown and I was driving myself to my little after the crowning party, I thought, am I in God's will? Is pageantry kingdom work? And I struggled with it. My goal at Mrs. America was to make the top 15. That did not happen. And I felt like I came, like my A game was on.
Right.
And not that anybody else, like they all brought their A game too. So right. Everybody else was just as prepared. And I had a costume designed by my husband's coworker, Dana Ware. She's incredible. If you need a state costume, she's your girl. She made me a phoenix. And I have these huge wings that are 7 feet wide. And the costume is just unstoppable. It's amazing. And so I got that as my state costume. I had the perfect gown designed by Sherry Hill. I told her what I wanted it to look like, and she did it. My pageant director was like, let's do fuchsia. And I was like, fuchsia? Like pink? And she's like, yeah, let's do it. And when it came in, and I actually tried on some pink dresses beforehand to make sure they were okay. And it actually worked with my skin tone and worked with my hair color. And so I went on the Mrs. America stage in a pink gown. And I was the only one that did that.
Oh, wow.
And a fuchsia pink gown. And I felt my interview was on point. And when they called those 15 names and my state wasn't on that list, I was shocked. And I was hurt. And I came home and I turned to food, I stopped exercising, I got super depressed, I shut myself in my house, I didn't want to talk to anybody, and it was a horrible, horrible place. And I thought, what kind of impact are you making staying in your house, eating all this food that you know is bad for you,
right.
And, you know, crying in your pillow? What does that do to help anybody? Your job is Mrs. Arizona. Go out there and do it. And I did. And I prayed, and I let my friends surround me and love me and tell me that I wasn't invisible and that I was God's girl. I'm his princess. He made me, and he loves me more than I can even imagine. And you know what? He loves everybody in this world just as much. Just as much. Every single person that you come in contact with, God loves them the way he loves you. So let's show love in return. Let's be the hands and feet of Jesus. That's what I want to be. It's not superficial. It's not fake. This is me. And I am so proud to say that with God's help, I have come through the depression. I've come through the anxiety. I've come through the feeling of feeling invisible. And I'm visible. I am visible to God.
Wow.
The devil planted all those seeds in my head and in my heart.
Right.
They're not true. None of them are true.
Right.
And with the help of awesome friends, Tracy, Jana, my girls at my MOPS table, mothers of preschoolers at my church, my small group, my husband, my kids, just surrounding me and loving me, even when I was just not nice. My friend made me a meal, and she's like, hey, my car broke down. I'm at the Toyota dealership, but I have something for you. And I was like, what? What do you have for me? And I felt horrible for snapping at her, and even worse when she said, well, I just made you dinner, so if you want to come pick it up. Because she knew I was just down the road at Sam's Club, so she knew I could come get it. And her car broke down, and I still snapped at her, but she loved me anyway. She loved me anyway. And that is how I feel God loves us. When we are sad, when we're lost, when we are down, he's there to pick us up. The devil is out there looking to steal and destroy and make us miserable. That is his number one goal. You can't let him do that. You can't let him do that.
That is so powerful. And it reminded me, everything that you were saying, of literally a sermon I just listened to this morning when I was working out. And I don't know if you've heard of the pastor Louis Giglio, but he is the pastor from Atlanta, Georgia, Passion City Church.
Oh, cool.
And so he just wrote a book, and it's called Goliath Must Fall.
Yes, I've heard of this.
He's in a sermon series that, you know, this was kind of a while back, but I was going, you know, I wanted to hear the whole series.
Mm-hmm.
So I listened to this morning about our self must fall. And he wasn't talking about the self that our spirit man that is born again when we accept Jesus into our heart.
Yeah.
But he was talking about the sinful part, the flesh that we are all subject to.
Yeah.
Even when we think we've got it all together, or it's an area where we feel like no one can tell us about mm-hmm. that subject because we've got it all figured out exactly. and we know everything about that subject. But he was just talking about how we could be our own worst enemy.
Yeah.
And how the enemy does that to yep. our minds. And so it's so incredible, and I really encourage anyone to listen to it if they haven't had a chance. But I think it's so important that no matter what God is calling us to do, whatever journey it is our worth and value always comes from Him.
Exactly.
And in John, when he's talking about, you know, apart from me, you can do nothing of yes. real value.
Yes.
We could go do a bunch of things, mm-hmm. but when we rely just on our own ability, it gets us so far.
Yeah.
But it's in those moments, like you were saying, when, because we do have a human experience, we are going to be let down and disappointed and discouraged because life isn't always going to go the way we exactly. imagined it, that's where God's strength comes into mm-hmm. us. And mm-hmm. it's a race, and we all individually have our own race.
Yeah.
So I'm a firm believer that even if, you know, God calls us to something, there's purpose in it. Even if the outcome isn't our desired outcome, or we didn't win, or we didn't, whatever the outcome we were hoping is,
right.
that there's always a purpose in everything He calls us
everything.
To. And it's incredible. And when we have that kind of mentality, I feel like that gives us the longevity
yeah.
to go past, you know, when we're hurt yes. or we're feeling down.
Yeah.
And that gives, you know, makes you want to get back up and try
exactly.
again.
Yeah.
And keep going.
And that's what I encourage everyone to do, is don't give up on your dreams. If they are in your mind and you feel like God is supportive of them, do them. Because just as the women at Mrs. America touched me, I had to have touched them in some way. Mm-hmm. And you are robbing yourself of the opportunity to help others if you give up.
That is so important. And I know, too, because in your community work, and you were talking about the feel yeah. good, look good.
Yeah, yeah.
And that comes from the American
Cancer Society.
Cancer
yeah.
Society. Well, that touched my heart because, you know, you were sharing with me how those women who are mm-hmm. battling cancer treatments feel
yes.
broken.
Yeah.
And we may not have time to get all of it this segment, but if you just wanted to share
yeah.
some of the things.
Sure. I have been working with the American Cancer Society's Look Good, Feel Better program since 2009. And it is a program where, you know, I'm a mom, I'm a wife, I am a stay-at-home homemaker, and it's hard to get dinner on the table sometimes, and I am exhausted. My husband meets me at the Mayo Clinic campus, and I've got our girls, and I'll take his car, and he'll take my car and go home. But I go into this class sometimes, and I'm exhausted. And then I look around the table, and I see these incredible women, and I hear their stories, and I think, you're exhausted? Imagine being them.
Wow.
Imagine having no hair, no eyelashes, no eyebrows, ports in your chest, crying because you don't know if you're going to live to see another day. Imagine being them. And I look forward to talking more about it when we get back.
Did it again. She's an unstoppable cliffhanger. We just thank you for tuning in, and we will be with you shortly.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA or assumed name of Insper Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by...
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've accidentally cut your daughter's bangs unevenly. Do you A, line things up a centimeter from her hairline?
Man, oh man, oh man, oh man, oh man!
No, sweatbands are so hot right now. Everyone's wearing them, like that basketball player. And that other basketball player.
B, get spiritual.
Mom, where did all the mirrors go?
A reflection could never capture our true selves.
Huh?
Beauty is within.
C, look on the bright side.
Less time blow drying, more time texting.
Or D, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have
to... Twinsies!
I kinda love it. As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Hey dog lovers, do you need someone to look after your pet but don't want to leave your best friend in a cage in some kennel? Turn to Rover. Rover is your one-stop shop for loving, trustworthy dog sitters near you. It's a free online service that connects you with a nationwide network of dog lovers for hire. Just go to comeonover.rover.com. In seconds, you'll be browsing dog sitters in your neighborhood. Search by travel dates or zip code. Read reviews, see photos, and find the perfect sitter for your pet. Rover makes the whole process fast and easy. You can hit the road happy, knowing your dog will be treated like family. Plus, every stay is covered by premium insurance and 24/7 support. Now that's peace of mind. Go to comeonover.rover.com right now and get your dog's first night free. That's a $25 value. So join hundreds of thousands of dog lovers who rely on Rover. It's fast, it's easy, and your first night is free. Go to comeonover.rover.com. That's comeonover.rover.com.
The experts at web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current web.com customers.
We've looked at other website designers. There's nobody better than web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Call 855-672-1565, 855-672-1565, 855-672-1565. That's 855-672-1565.
You're listening to the Jacqueline Nicole Show on the Central City Radio Network.
Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning back in to the Jacqueline Nicole Show. My name is Jacqueline, if you have not been with us the last three segments, and my special guest with me is Emily Lettieri, and we have been having so much fun in the studio, and she has just been so honest and pouring her heart out. She is one of the most genuine and real women. I feel so blessed to be in your presence and to hear your stories. It's just been, you know, a joy to get
so sweet
to hear. And before we left to commercial break, you left us in a little cliffhanger, and you were talking about the program and the organization that is so near and dear to your heart, and it's the Look Good, Feel Good.
Look Good, Feel Better,
Look Good, Feel Better. Okay. I'm so sorry. Founded by the American Cancer Society.
Yeah. So I got involved in that because my grandmother passed away when I was 17 years old of pancreatic cancer. So it was a very difficult thing for our family to go through. It touched me in a way that I can't imagine, and it happens every day to everybody, but I can't imagine going through that again. I don't want to ever feel the pain that I felt. I know it's inevitable, and we all lose loved ones, but when I lost her, it was devastating, and she was my baker and my grandma that helped me sew, and, you know, she was everything to me, and she taught me how to cook, and she taught me how to believe in myself when I didn't have a lot to believe in when I was younger, and she really, really reminded me who I am, and that we all have a purpose, and we need to do what God wants us to do. And so when she passed away in 1995, ever since then, I have had an urge to give back in some way, and I've been involved in the American Cancer Society and donating and things like that, but in 2009, I said, I want to do something else. Like, you know, I was getting my master's degree, hoping to work with cancer patients. I actually was an intern at the Mayo Clinic Hospital, and I worked on the fifth floor with the head and neck cancer patients.
Oh, wow.
So I interned under a social worker there, and it was an eye-opening experience. And even though I was doing that 16 hours a week, and I enjoyed it as much as you can enjoy that situation, I said, what else can I do? And that's when the person that I was under said, you know, there's a program with the American Cancer Society called Look Good, Feel Better, and she knew I was involved in pageantry, and you know, I love hair and makeup and fitness and fashion, and so she said it would be a good fit for me, and I checked it out and ended up, you know, volunteering with that, and you have to have a licensed cosmetologist there with you to do the class, so I'm kind of her assistant. Okay. I can't, you know, touch anybody's faces or anything, but I can help direct them on how to apply makeup, and that's hard to do sometimes when you have no eyebrows, no eyelashes, no hair. And so we show them how to apply makeup when you're going through chemotherapy and radiation treatments, as well as, you know, how to style wigs, and we also give them a hat before they leave. So these women come to this program, and they're, you know, some are coming right from treatment, and they're crying, and they're angry, and they feel alone, and then by the end of the 2 hours, they're good friends and exchanging phone numbers and have a face full of beautiful makeup, and they feel so much better about themselves.
Wow.
And it's exactly what the class is called, Look Good, Feel Better. And they do, even if it's just for that moment in time,
yeah.
They feel better. They look better. They feel like they're back to their normal selves again, and not this person that has no hair and no eyebrows and no eyelashes and shuts themselves away or deals with it in some other negative way. They wow. They feel more positive, and I feel privileged to come in. I was saying before the break, I would, you know, come in feeling exhausted sometimes, and it's just, it was a privilege to get to meet these women. And when I share with them that I was a 2-time state title holder, and last month's meeting I was still the current Mrs. Arizona, they are, it's funny, I don't even want to say it, but starstruck.
Aww.
And I'm starstruck by them. I really, honest to goodness, am. They're such incredible people, and I'm just a girl over here with this rhinestone crown on. Like, why do you want a picture with me? You know, I want a picture with you. You're special, and you're loved, and you look phenomenal.
Aww, so. That is so special. I love hearing yeah. that, because it, you know, when we can share a piece of our heart with someone and they walk away feeling encouraged and uplifted.
Yeah.
You know, when you're talking about doing kingdom work.
Yeah.
Well, that's it. And, you know, and sometimes some people are like, well, I don't have an organization or something I'm passionate, you know, to do to give back. I don't know what to do. But,
right.
you know, just recognizing somebody when they're in the room and giving a simple smile
yeah.
or being courteous, mm-hmm. you know, or being patient when you're in line at the store and there's a whole bunch of people in front of you and the cash register person is, you know, trying to ring everything up and she's like, I'm so sorry, and not having a snarky
right.
retort,
yeah,
you know?
Yes, exactly.
It's like those little things that we do in exchange to every person we come in contact is really a big thing.
Yes, yeah.
And it's a big thing in the eyes of God, because
definitely
there's that scripture he talks about, you know, well, when I was naked, did you clothe me? When
yes.
I was in prison, did you come visit me? When I was starving, did you feed
Amen.
Me? And his apostles were like, yeah, but that didn't happen to you. And he's like, well, my children, you know, if you see someone in need, being that good Samaritan and extending,
yeah.
you know, and a lot of times, yeah. sometimes or not, it's not going to always be convenient for us.
Right, right.
But I know from a previous conversation, you have instilled your heart for community service in your children.
I have.
And your young girls.
Yes.
And as a family, this is so awesome. I'm like, when I have a family, I want to do this. And you're talking about how you will do the Relay for Life.
Yes.
And
yeah.
if you want to talk to our viewers about what that is and some of the fun things your girls get
yeah.
to do.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. So I have a little baby girl who is about to turn 5 years old on the 25th, and her name is Madeline, and she is my heart outside of my body, as
Aww.
Is my 2-year-old Kennedy, you know, but Madeline's the firstborn and the baby, and she's so so perfect, and I hate to say that because people are like, oh, here goes the mom talking about her perfect kid, but she's so sweet, and she's always a big helper, and she's an awesome big sister to my two-year-old Kennedy, and they are so loving to each other, and, you know, they have their moments, but all in all, they're great sisters, and they get along really well, and what I like to do is show them, you know, that we need to help others. And how we do that is through various ways, but we did participate again in the Fountain Hills Relay for Life. We helped them fill sandbags, the luminary bags with sand and their little candle that they put inside. And my daughters got to help with that. So they enjoyed it. Even my two-year-old would pick, you know, get the scoop of sand and put it in the bag. And sometimes the sand would land on the ground instead of in the bag. And she just would scoop it up again and put it back in. And it was just a joy to see them both working on it. And to hear my little girl Madeline say in her prayers how we have to help others and what we did to help others today. It's really encouraging. And she is such a sweet girl and just recently accepted Jesus. And so we had a big party at home and with balloons and everything and really celebrated her accepting Christ. She has a full understanding. It was just right after Easter, and she knows who Jesus is and wants to please him so badly. So it's been incredible getting to take them to some of my events as Mrs. Arizona and show them that our purpose is to help others and be the hands and feet of Jesus.
Oh my gosh, that was so encouraging and inspiring, and I loved it. And it's always such a joy to get to talk with other moms because it plants things in my heart that I would love to do with my future daughters one day or sons. So we always love to encourage our guests to come back to the podcast at a later time if you've missed like parts of our show tonight. So you can go to www.centralcityradio.com, and if you click on podcast, you will see the Jacqueline Nicole Show. And there you'll be able to listen to the full interview with Emily or any other guests from previous shows that you didn't get to see. And then I also like to write a little bio about our conversation, put it on my personal blog. Yay. And so it has been so fun talking with you. Thank you for coming on the show tonight.
Yeah.
And I wish we could just keep talking.
I know, right?
There's always a...
I've got kids to put to bed.
So we thank you. And everybody, we just wish you again a happy 4th of July.